Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is October the 5th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Zechariah chapters 10 to 12, keeping Christ at the center of our lives. We read in Zechariah chapter 12 verse 10 like this, "And I will pour on the house of David and on the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and supplication. Then they will look on me whom they pierced. Yes, they will mourn for him as one mourns for his only son, and grieve for him as one grieves for a firstborn." Among the prophetical books in the Old Testament, the book of Zechariah ranks high in revealing the coming of Jesus Christ about 500 years before the event. As we closely read this book, we can read about Christ's humanity, his humility, his betrayal, his deity, his crucifixion, his return, and his future reign. Zechariah prophesied that the key to Israel's future was the coming Messiah, who will ultimately triumph through struggles and suffering. This remarkable prophecy about the one Israel pierced looks towards a time when Israel will recognize and accept Jesus Christ as its Messiah, whom they had literally pierced with a spear after his death on the cross. God's ultimate deliverance of Jerusalem is rooted in a spiritual renewal, which itself is an act of God's grace. Out of deep conviction and as a result of the action of God's Holy Spirit, the Jewish people will turn in national and individual repentance to accept the one whom they had previously rejected. Regarding the nation of Israel, Zechariah foretells the rejection of their Messiah at his first advent, but their regeneration and reception of their Messiah at his second advent. The realization of what they had done to their Messiah will cause them to mourn with intense grief for him, as one mourns for his only son. Godly conviction, as a result of the Holy Spirit's ministry, will bring about godly sorrow in their hearts. When the people of Israel finally see the Messiah, they will recognize him, repent, and be cleansed and forgiven. Like God's people Israel, we experience many trials and testings, but our Lord Jesus Christ will see us through and share his kingdom and glory with us. This is our certain future. So let us strive to keep Christ at the center of our lives. As we read in John chapter 6 verse 40, "And this is the will of him who sent me, that is Jesus, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have everlasting life. And I, Jesus, will raise him up on the last day."